I don't like Deus Ex Machina, where magic happened, therefore bad guy is resolved. Like that, that is not satisfying to me. I teach computers for a living. I see technology as the magic of the present. Like, if you time traveled back 100 years and you took out your iPhone, they would burn you for Witcher.
There's a nice signal, but I've got a couple songs on my phone.
Right. Magic is technology plus ignorance.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Harry Potter. I can figure out the magic words to say to my Google Home, and it can do what I tell it to do. And if I say the wrong words, it's not going to work. That's Harry Potter. That's Harry Potter.
You can still say the right words, and Siri will still mess it up.
Exactly. That's been my whole point. You just said it, and you're like, I don't understand. Listen, this is an emergency situation.
He's yelling at me. I've been in the car. We're in the car. We're lost. He's yelling at Siri. Like that's not going to solve this problem.
Why did you call me Alexa? I'm going to ignore you now.
How are we doing?
Typical. You called her by the
Google,
wrong name.
Magic. Stop this person.
So anyway, time to talk to another author, Chip.
That's right.
This is S.A. McClure.
It is. And could you tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah. So I write fantasy primarily. I have 11 books out right now. I've been published since 2016. The majority of my work is set in the same universe, spanning about 10,000 years of history. And so it can go from very medieval feeling, and then my most current series has a lot of technology in it, and it's kind of the war between the magical beings and this new technology and what is going to happen to them in this new age.
And if our readers were starting, what book would they start with?
Yeah, so I would say, that's really tough because that's making me choose between different series that are all my children, right?
Exactly.
So all of the series, they can be read individually or as like a comprehensive world-building experience.
Okay.
So my personal favorite, Keepers of the Light, that's the first book I wrote. It's the first book that got me into this whole universe. And it really is about two kingdoms that have been warring against each other for centuries.
Oh, yeah.
And a darkness is sweeping across the land, and they have to figure out, can we actually work together to survive, or are we just destined to fail? Are we destined to become the villain?
So it has nothing to do with real life. This is nothing like...
This is fantasy.
This is fantasy. This is nothing like 2016. We don't have to worry about them and us.
No, not at all. It's funny that you say this. This series, my most current series, The Lost Queen Chronicles, I wrote them all in 2020, and I will be honest, a lot of the things that were happening really influenced the way that I wrote it, because it is about, as I said, like this magical world warring with the technology. How do they find their place? A family, the royal family of the elves or the fae, were massacred, and there's only one survivor. She doesn't know that she's the survivor until much later in the series. But it's all, it's about that figuring out, can we actually overcome these atrocities that were given to us, that happened to us as a people? We have been oppressed this whole time. Can we overcome that? Can we bring back and find some sort of balance or equality in this world? That's what this series is all about.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started writing as an author. How young you were and sort of what you...
Since I could pick up a pencil? my mom has binders of stories that I wrote as a kid. They weren't very good. I've reread some of them, but, and she and I used to make up fairy tales. She didn't like the old fairy tales where, especially female characters, they were duds, right? they didn't do anything. So she would make them, retell them for me and with me and turn them into these powerful characters. And that's what I do with my own work. I take characters, especially women, and I make them into something more, like something that I would have wanted to see growing up, because that's what I want to do. I want to create worlds and characters that you can see in yourselves. And so there's flaws. I mean, my characters are very flawed individuals, but they grow and they turn into these really powerful people.
And if there was something that you could know as a young writer that you know today, what would you tell yourself?
Yeah, definitely believe in yourself, number one. Don't stop writing. I mean, you have to keep writing every day. Even if it's like 50 words, we all go through that period where we're like, I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. Just do it, right? Like, make that time, set that priority, and eventually that 50 words turns into 1,000 words. And then eventually you have a whole book. And really get connected with people online or in your community where you can, like, work with one another, workshop with one another, share resources with one another. That really helps support you.
That community. It's important to have that community behind you. Otherwise, you're sitting in your room alone, and you're thinking and overthinking. But if you get together and share these words with others, you can find a way to put them together.
Well, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
That's exactly.
The Shining. That's The Shining. That didn't end well.
Oh.
I mean, Stephen King wrote that, but you know. Hey.
And that's why it had a poor ending.
That's right.
They're so good until the endings, though.
So you wrote 3 books in 2020.
I wrote 6.
Wow.
So 3 of them are out right now. The other 3 are in progress. So some of them are with my editor. Some of them are like about to be published. Like, I'm just waiting on the cover art.
So this is a pretty amazing amount. Most of the times we don't have a pandemic to work like that way.
Correct. Yeah.
But I mean, is this the level that you're writing? You're writing a lot, aren't you?
I feel great to like spouts of just like not being energized, but I really do. I try to write every day. Sometimes I go, like, sometimes it really is only like 50 words, right? And like, that's all I can do. Other days it's like I think the most I've written in a single day was like 25,000 words, which it, you know, that's a novella.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it just kind of depends on how inspired I am or if I have the time to do it. That was in a car. We were taking a road trip.
You should not write while you're driving.
But actually, you know, people use the Dragon recording, right? And like, they talk as they are driving, and that's a really good way. Like, you just find the time. You find the way to do it.
Well, I wander the streets and talk to myself all the time.
And that book is going to be terrible.
Okay.
That's going to be a terrible book.
Right. They'll probably pick
it
me up.
It might be kind of like a stream of consciousness. It could be very interesting for some folks.
That's your new Black Flag album that you're going to be publishing later.
Exactly. So if our listeners were trying to find more information about your work, where would they go?
SAMcClure.com. So it's just my author name and .com. Yeah, pretty easy. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We look forward to the rest of this series that is interesting, that we're going to hear from your perspective on how we're going to get through all of this. And we're done, right? The pandemic's over.
Are we done?
I am declaring the pandemic over.
Yes.
There's always a part 2.
Right, except for the cliffhanger at the end that makes you wonder what's going to happen.
Oh, is there
dun, dun, dun.
Post-credit sequence? Oh, boy. Oh,
Nick
boy.
Nick Fury shows up. He's putting together a team. We're going to find out what's going to happen.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We're stuck in a level. WandaVision,
great. Wonderful. SAMcClure.com. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.